Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud, or in your heart. I know who I play for. We're still in phase two of the Sacred Rebuke series, Tap Out to Tap In. In the last episode, we talked about the retreat isn't defeat, how stepping back isn't weakness but wisdom, not quitting but aligning. Retreat is holy ground, the birthplace of clarity and renewal. And today, we step into the next layer, energetic discernment. Because here's the sting. It's not just about what you do. It's about what you allow into your energy field. Every conversation, every scroll, every environment you enter is shaping your energy. Some of it nourishes you. Some of it drains you. And if you don't guard your field, you will confuse other people's noise with your own knowing. So, this episode is about learning to discern what belongs, what doesn't, and what strengthens my spirit and what seeps the life out of me. Here's the sacred rebuke. It's not unkind to guard your energy. It's unwise not to. Let's be honest. Most of us underestimate how porous our energy field really is. Every conversation you entertain, every video you watch, every scroll you take in, it's all energy entering your field. Some of it nourishes you, some of it poisons you. And if you're not deliberate, you'll start mistaking other people's noise for your own knowing. Social media is one of the biggest culprits. I don't even watch the news anymore. Haven't for years. I'm deliberate about what I put in front of me on TV. But social media, it's TV on steroids. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has an outrage. And the algorithms are designed to keep you hooked. Do you think it's random that if you watch one video about Donald Trump, you suddenly have 10 more in your feed? That's not random. That's programming. That's an energy trap. The algorithm has one job, to keep your attention, and it doesn't care what it costs you. And it's not just the digital world. It's personal, too. Let's talk about gossip. I don't gossip, period. And if you start gossiping around me, at first, I'll try to redirect you to another topic. If that doesn't work, I disengage. I don't correct you. I don't shame you. I don't even judge you for gossiping. But I know, energetically, the disaster gossip creates in a person's field. And I'm not going to knowingly do that to myself. Because here's the truth about gossip. Every time you speak about someone else's life from a place of speculation, judgment, or envy, you're muddying your own energy. You're tying your vibration to their business. You're filling your field with stories that don't belong to you. And then you wonder why you feel heavy, anxious, or blocked. Gossip is like energetic secondhand smoke. You might think you're just inhaling someone else's drama, but you're poisoning your own lungs. You're polluting your own field. That's why I disengage. Not to be superior, not to be holier than thou, but because I understand the cost. I refuse to pour toxins into my own field and call it connection. Here's the sting. Gossip isn't harmless chatter. It's an energetic leak. And if you're serious about guarding your field, you have to stop breathing in secondhand drama. The Bible is full of warnings about what we let in our field, through our eyes, our ears, and our mouths. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. That's energetic discernment. Your heart, your field, is the wellspring of your life. If you don't guard it, everything else leaks. Proverbs 20:19 is blunt. A gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid anyone who talks too much. The word doesn't tell us to fix gossipers or to debate with them. It says avoid them. Guard your field. James 3:6 warns us, the tongue also is fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire. Gossip isn't harmless. It sets fire in the spirit. Even Jesus spoke about discernment. Matthew 7:6 says, do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. Not everything belongs everywhere. Your energy, your words, your presence, they're pearls. Don't toss them where they'll be trampled. And 2 Corinthians 6:17 calls us higher. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. That doesn't mean isolate yourself from people. It means be discerning. Don't let corruption pollute your field. And here's the sacred rebuke. God has called you to be a watchman over your own field. And if you won't guard it, who will? Metaphysically, everything is energy. Every conversation, every scroll, every environment you enter is either raising or lowering your vibration. There is no neutral. When you engage in gossip, outrage, or endless scrolling, you are not just consuming content, you're ingesting vibration. That vibration attaches to your field like static. It muddies your clarity, dulls your intuition, and slows your manifestation. Florence Scovel Shinn wrote, no man can attract money if he despises it. He must attract what he desires by becoming one with it. The same is true of energy. You become one with what you entertain. If you constantly entertain gossip, judgment, or chaos, you become one with that vibration, even if it's not your story. Neville Goddard said, you must assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. But if your field is full of other people's noise, you can't even hear your own wish, let alone feel it. Discernment is the practice of clearing your field so you can feel your own frequency again. Here's the metaphysical rebuke. Guarding your energy isn't selfish, it's sovereign. When your field is clean, your manifestations accelerate. Your intuition sharpens. Your power returns. You stop living on borrowed vibrations and start creating from your own. Now, take a deep breath. Put your hand over your heart. Let these questions shine a light on your field. Number one, where is my energy currently leaking? Is it through endless scrolling, through gossip or conversations that leave me heavy, through environments that drain instead of feed me? Number two, What shifts in my energy do I notice after engaging with certain people or platforms? Who leaves me lighter, clearer, stronger? Who leaves me anxious, scattered, or depleted? Number 3, how does gossip show up in my life? Do I participate, listen passively, or disengage? How does each choice affect how I feel afterward? Number 4, what guardrails can I put in place to protect my field? Can I set time limits on social media? Can I create boundaries around conversations I will or won't engage in? Can I choose more nourishing environments for my spirit? Number 5, complete these 2 statements in your journal. The energy I am no longer willing to entertain is. The energy I am committed to cultivating in my field is. Remember, discernment is devotion. Guarding your field isn't about exclusion. It's about alignment. So here's the truth. Your energy is sacred. Your field is holy ground. And not everyone, not everything gets access to it. Noise will always want your attention. Gossip will always want your agreement. Algorithms will always want your addiction. But discernment says, not here, not today, not in my field. Because sovereignty is not just about what you do, it's about what you allow. And when you choose to guard your field, you reclaim your clarity, your power, your joy. Remember this, you don't owe anyone access to your energy. Not social media, not gossip, not politics, not even family. Guarding your field is not cruelty. It's wisdom. It's not selfish. It's sacred. Here's the sacred rebuke. If you don't guard your energy, the world will drain you. But if you guard it fiercely, source will multiply it. So step into your power. Guard your field. And watch your life align in ways you've never imagined. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for, and I choose to guard my field. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in sovereign energy. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it. And let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole.